Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I hope you guys are having an amazing Monday so far. Like, we're officially back, right? Like, it's officially the new year. Like, technically last year was officially the new year, but now, like, vacation's over, think weeks are done, we're eased back into it, school's back, work is back, like, we've arrived. And I fear that I have been, dare I say, girl bossing too close to the sun. What I mean by that is I feel like I have been putting all this pressure on myself, and I don't know why. Like, I do. I was excited for the new year and all the priority systems, goals, routines that I set up, I've definitely been working through and I've been implementing them and I've been loving it. But I almost feel like my mindset was like very hustle culture-esque going into the year, that I was like, for this episode, I just need to like slow down a bit and just be like lighthearted and fun and enjoyable. And that's what today's topic is all about. These are things that have made my life better. And this is a trend that goes around on TikTok, and I love it. I have some wellness answers. I have some product answers. I also just have some like random fun answers that are true. And I'm really excited to talk about it today with you guys, and just to like be nice and lighthearted again on this podcast. You guys really love the episodes that I put out in the beginning of the year, and that I really appreciate, and I love them too. But I'm also excited to throw in later episodes like this too. Speaking of episodes, I'm really excited to announce that starting next week, next Wednesday, Manifest with Tori DeSimone will go up to 2 episodes a week, which is really exciting. So we will always be keeping Manifest Mondays. These will always be a thing. This format will not change. The structure, whatever we talk about, like, this is not changing. I am adding in, however, a second episode on Wednesdays, and that is going to be our Wellness Wednesday episodes. So what those episodes are going to be, they're going to be about 15 to 20 minutes length episodes. And they're going to consist of a message and an overall theme, and then some sort of guided movements, whether that's a short movement of a meditation, like a walking meditation or a yoga flow. Now that I am 200-hour yoga teacher trained and certified, I've begun teaching yoga classes, which has been a whole crazy whirlwind experience in and of itself. So we'll be doing some sort of guided movements, whether it's like a walking meditation or a yoga flow or something like that. And then we will also just come back, discuss like the theme message, and then you guys will be left with a journal prompt for the week. So think of it like the hump day episode to get you through the week, because I think going into Mondays, we're all excited, locked and loaded, like hot off the press, ready to go. That's at least how I am. And then come Wednesdays, Thursdays, I begin to just feel a bit more tired. So I just want to feel more energized. And that's where these podcast episodes will come into play. So I'm really excited for that, to have 2 episodes a week for Manifest with Tori DeSimone. And then also, of course, the last Thursday of every month is still our book club bonus episode. So January's book club bonus episode book is The 12-Week Year by Brian P. Moran and Michael Lennington. I will have it linked down below, but if you guys want to purchase it, but it's also included in Spotify Premium in their audiobook section. I've completed it on audiobooks, and I think that's also why I was like girl bossing a lot, because that is like a very, like, it got me in a really good headspace. And then I started like living life, and I was like, okay, yeah, like I see how this works, and I need to find a balance with it. So I'm still working that through, and I'm excited to talk about that when we talk about that book club episode, because I'm definitely getting the balance of it all, and it's feeling good. So anyway, I want to talk about those two things. Also, if you guys are watching the video portion of this podcast, which you totally should, it's on YouTube. I'll have the YouTube channel link down below. I probably don't look any different to you guys, but I feel totally different because I do not have my contacts in and I cannot see a freaking thing. So I have my glasses right here, but my glasses, like, now I can see, but my glasses, they get a glare from the ring light. So I didn't want to wear them for the podcast today, but when I tell you I cannot see a thing, I cannot see a thing. Like, this is how close I have to hold anything by me so that I can see anything. And the reason that I'm wearing my glasses is because I have a LASIK consult in 2 weeks, and you have to be out of lenses for 2 weeks prior to your consultation, which I did not know. I thought it was just 2 hours or 2 weeks prior to your surgery. But I guess once I get the consult, I can get the surgery like pretty short after that. But they also have to get your measurements, and soft contact lenses like change the shape of your eye. So if you want an accurate surgery, you have to be out of lenses. So this for me is honestly a really big challenge because I've been wearing contact lenses since the fifth grade and now I'm 25 years old. So it's just like a really big adjustment for me. And I look at people that wear glasses every single day, like my dad, for example, and I'm like, how do you do this? Like, because for me, my glasses, I only wear them at the end of the day and in the early morning before I put in my contacts. So it just feels like my day never gets started when I wear my glasses all day. So for me, it's like honestly a big mind fuck. So this is like crazy to me, but just know if you guys are watching on video, I can't see a thing. I'm looking at a blob. And like when I teach spin this upcoming week, I'm gonna do it without my glasses on and without my contact lenses in, and I'm just gonna be like blind teaching, so it's gonna be like definitely an experience, but a fun one nonetheless. Okay, let's pull up my list of things that have made my life better, and let's just dive right in. I'm really excited to talk about this today. So number one, the first one is yoga. This probably comes at no surprise to anyone, but yoga has made my life so much better for so many reasons. I think a big part of it is that let's go back to my workout journey. I used to think, and I think a lot of us used to think this pre-pandemic, that working out had to be this intense sweat dripping workout. And if you weren't dripping in sweat, lifting heavy, out of breath, hitting the most intense HIIT exercise of your life, that it wasn't a workout. And I do remember like literally thinking like that and living like that. And I was doing these really high intense workouts 6 days a week, and my body was just so inflamed from it. And I was so confused why. It makes perfect sense now, but that's like how I thought working out was. Enter yoga in 2023 is when I really got into it. And yes, yoga is still, depending on what format and class you take, can be an intense, you know, workout, but yoga is so much more than a workout. And I think that's why it's really just made my life better, especially after going through yoga teacher training and just learning what yoga really is. There's a common phrase that people use with yoga that it's a work in, not a workout. And I do love that message and that vibe of it all, but it really is so much more than a workout. And yes, you build strength and you build endurance and you build stamina and you increase your flexibility, and it's a beautiful movement of energy and it's just this gorgeous practice, but it really is a study of yourself. And I think that because yoga is a study of your mind and a way of life, and there's also this movement practice of postures and breath that come with it, it's just such a beautiful thing. And I'm just really, really grateful for yoga. And it's just made my life a lot better. And I think if anything, yoga is moving energy. And when I feel stagnant or stuck or anxious or in my mind, as soon as I practice, I feel so much better, and I have yoga to thank for that. So it really has changed my life. It's made it so much better, and I love it, and I'm really grateful for it. So, and I want to introduce like full-length yoga classes to, I have a lot of plans for 2023, and I'll announce, or 2024, and I'll announce them as they come. But one of the things that I really want to do is get full-length yoga classes up for you guys so that we can all practice together. I think that would be really fun and something that I want to do. So yoga has definitely changed my life. Do I have vocal fry, by the way? Because as I'm talking, I feel like I'm just like frying out all of my words, but This is also just my voice. Maybe I'm tired today. I'm not. It's almost 1 p.m. So this is just my voice.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Okay, number two, matching sweat sets slash lounge sets. Okay, this has been a big one, even though I'm not in a matching sweat set today. I'm literally just in like a big comfy sweatshirt because I'm recording this on a Sunday. This is a big one. I work from home, period. And there's something about putting on a matching sweat set or a lounge set that just makes you feel so put together. Period. Like, I just feel like that's like the end of the sentence. There's something about it that is just so incredible and amazing, and it just transforms your life. It gives you the ultimate clean girl aesthetic. It just gives you like, I have my shit together. Even if you're in a sweatshirt and sweatpants, there's something about a matching sweat set that is like, I am that girl. I'm the ITGIRL. You know I am that girl. You can get them from anywhere. Set Active has a lot. Amazon has a lot. Aritzia has some. You can also mix and match. Like, I have a pair of sweatpants from Garage and a cropped Aritzia sweatshirt, and they're the same shade of gray, and I wear them together, and people are always like, I love this set. I'm like, thanks. It's technically not like, I just had to have like the two grays. So like, you can make your own, but there's something about it, like getting out of the shower, being really clean, hair, makeup done, and then a matching sweat or lounge set. Like, don't make me sing again, but like, I'm the ITGIRL. You know, I am that girl. Okay. The third thing that makes me have my life together and makes me have a better life is my Owala water bottle. Now, Stanley's are out. Like, they are out and Owala's are in. And if you get it, you get it. Like, it's just the way things go right now. Owala is that girl. Let me tell you why. It has the water bottle. Of course, mine is like nowhere to be found near me. I think it's outside in my living room. But my Owala is that girl because it has the straw that is concealed. So like, nothing's getting in your straw. It also has a chug lid. So if you want to drink a lot, like quickly, you can chug it back, which is really nice. It is leak proof. It does not spill and it keeps your drinks cold for so long, like 24 hours. It really is so cute and so fun. And the colors are just really fun. Like, if I had to guess, we're going to be like moving out of the sad beige territory and into like these funky, fun colors again. I also saw that everyone's saying like 2024 is going to be the year that we bring back Tumblr. And look, like, to me, that's all I could ever want. I was in high school during the Tumblr era, and that made me who I am today. And I wouldn't trade that for the world. I also just started recently rewatching Euphoria. Euphoria is so Tumblr coded. Like, you can't tell me it's not. Like, Maddie would have had such a killer Tumblr page. I know they talk about like Kat writing smut on Tumblr, which is, it's so Kat. But Maddie's Tumblr page would have been so good. Cassie's would have been like, I don't know. Like, they just all would have had Tumblr pages. Like, you know, they would have. And the whole show is Tumblr, like in a show. And it just makes me happy. Like, I'll still go look at my Tumblr page sometimes because it's still up. And I just love looking at my Tumblr page, and it just brings back all the best memories in the world. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I still get the feels. And I'm like, oh my God. The other day I was doing something and I saw someone on the street, and I'm like, I swear to God, I have reblogged this person on my Tumblr before. And then they were right in front of me. I'm like, this is like a manifestation of my 2014 Tumblr. So everyone's saying that 2024 is going to give 2014 Tumblr. And I just have to say, like, I could not be more here for it, even if I tried. How did I get to this Tumblr rant? This is another phrase, like, how did I get here and how do I get out? And I feel like that's like the epitome of podcasting. How did I get here? How did we start? Oh yeah, we're talking about water bottles. Okay, anyway, Owala is like the best water bottle ever because keeps it cold. You get the straw, you get the chug lid, you get the fun colors, and it fits everywhere. It's not obnoxiously big. It doesn't spill. I just love my Owala water bottle. Could not recommend it enough. It also has like a little carrying handler. And also the little kids have yet to discover it. That's another thing that I keep seeing is everyone's like, the 10-year-olds at Sephora are like causing a ruckus. I haven't seen it myself personally. But I do remember being like 12 in MAC buying makeup, and I was afraid of everyone in MAC. And I wonder if kids don't feel that fear anymore, because it was like, I was so young and I was like in their store and I was like afraid of everyone there because they all knew what they were doing and I'm like new to makeup. Is that not a thing anymore? Like, do little kids not feel like that anymore? I don't know. Also, just really quickly about Tumblr. I was also really obsessed with Tumblr because in 2014, when Tumblr was like popping off, 2012, 2014 was like Tumblr's era. I had a friend that worked at Tumblr. So whenever I would go up to New York, which was honestly very frequently because I was doing a lot of YouTube events up in New York at the time. So I was in New York pretty frequently. I would go see my friend and he worked at Tumblr. And it was so cool. Like, I would go into the offices and like they had this big ping pong table and they always had snacks and they had like amazing food. And like I met like the CEO and it was just like so cool to like just be at Tumblr like headquarters and be like, this place is like my world. It was just cool. And I just remember that. Okay. This is the episode of Tangents. I'm really sorry. I'm just in like a chatty mood because I can't see anything. So I like have that loss of sense. Okay, number four is my Kindle. My Kindle has changed my life for the better. Number one, here's what I have to say. If you are on the fence about the Kindle, I have now gifted the Kindle to two people that were on the fence about Kindles, and they are obsessed with their Kindles. Kindles are the best. Kindles have made me read more books. They help you read faster. And you also get that instant gratification of getting whatever book you want right then and there. Like, if there's a book that I see on TikTok and I want it, I can just go on my Kindle store and download the sample, make sure I like it, and then purchase it. Like, you don't have to commit to books prior to purchasing them, which is something that I really enjoy because of all the samples that I download, I read about 2/3 of them. There's a third of the samples that I just never get through, or I finish the sample and I'm not inclined to continue on with the book. And I'm just really glad that I didn't, you know, spend the money on a book. Another thing that I enjoy about not having physical copies of books is having the books then just lying around afterwards. I will admit, and I'm right there with you, like, there is something about having a physical copy of a book that is really nice. But once I'm finished with the book, I would love to just gift it to a friend or lend it to a friend, obviously. And then they just keep it like forever. Like, I don't need the book anymore. So having not the physical copy of a book is really nice for like decluttering purposes. Also with the Kindle, you can lay down and read your Kindle. You don't need a light for a book. And I just really love my Kindle. And it's just made my life really enjoyable. I bring it everywhere with me. I was waiting in my therapist's waiting room the other day to go into my appointment, and I never have service in her lobby. So I was just reading my Kindle, and that was really nice. So I just love the Kindle, and I would recommend it to anyone that is considering getting a Kindle and is on the fence. Okay, number five, I talk about this all the time, but it's my towel warmer. Getting a towel warmer has absolutely changed my life. Okay, a towel warmer is, and I'll link everything that I'm talking about down below, but essentially a towel warmer is exactly what it sounds like. You put your towels in it when you take a shower. It's like if you were to put a towel in a dryer and then you take it out and it's nice and warm, that's the same feeling that you get. It's totally a luxury item. I talk about it all the time on this podcast, but it's because it's truly changed my life. There's nothing like getting out of the shower and putting on a warm towel. I put everything in my towel warmer. I put my clothes in my towel warmer. I put my towel in my towel warmer. Like, if there is something to be warmed, it is in my towel warmer, and it's just luxurious and bougie, and it's just incredible. Like, I could not recommend it enough. I'll link the one that I have down below. I just love it. Okay, number six, having coffee 90 minutes after I wake up. Now, this is for a few reasons. Number one, this helps with your circadian rhythm. You sleep better at night. Number two, it helps to prevent an afternoon crash if you onset your caffeine intake. So like if you wake up and immediately grab for coffee and then you feel that afternoon crash later in the day, it could be because you're having coffee like right when you wake up. If I delay my caffeine intake to 90 minutes after I wake up, that gives me one, the opportunity to really hydrate a lot before coffee, which is really important. Also, number two, coffee is really heavy on my stomach. It's not something that I have every day because I'm not in the mood for it every day. When I am in the mood for it, don't get me wrong, it's heavenly, it's gorgeous, and I love my cup of coffee. But I find that if I wait 90 minutes and my day's already kind of going, odds are I won't have a cup of coffee because I feel like I've already had momentum, I have the energy, and I just don't like need the cup of coffee, and I'll just opt out of it. And that's really nice to not always have coffee, because coffee really does sometimes like throw things off. Like, it definitely suppresses my appetite. It's a little heavy on my stomach. It can give me that afternoon crash because it can give me really intense jitters. Like, it's just not always my favorite thing in the world. But like I said, when I do love coffee and I have a cup of coffee, I do really enjoy it. But I find that it is a drink that I do need to be in the mood for. So if I delay drinking it until like 90 minutes later in the day, I can really have the opportunity to ask myself, do I want this cup of coffee, or am I just drinking it because it's the morning and I need to wake up a little bit? And odds are it's the first option of, do I really want it? And if the answer is yes, then I make it. And if I'm like, no, I don't really need it today, then I'll just go on my day without it. So I'd say like half my week I have a cup of coffee, the other half I don't. And it's just because I just give myself the time and I really like that option. Okay, number seven. Oh, this one's true. This thing that's made my life better is not lying to myself that I like Starbucks coffee. Okay. Are we all lying to ourselves and saying that Starbucks coffee is good? Every single time I go to Starbucks, there are only two drinks that I can get without a doubt that I know, three drinks that I can get without a doubt that I know I will like. It is a warm matcha latte with oat milk. It is that iced brown sugar shaken espresso oat milk drink that is way too long. I can't even believe that name got passed through however many people it takes to get a drink approved. Like, who approved a name that was quite literally that long and no one could ever get right? And third is a warm warm vanilla latte. Those are the only three drinks that I can go to Starbucks and know that they will taste good every time I get them. All of the other drinks, I get it and I'm like, this sucks. Like all the, like, it's also like $10 for coffee. Like what's going on? Like Starbucks used to be like their most expensive drink was like a $5 cup of coffee. Now, if you walk away with a $5 drink from Starbucks, it's like cheap. It's inexpensive. And like, that's just not it. I could not go to Starbucks and get an iced coffee with almond milk and have it be good. But you know what I could do? I could go to Dunkin' Donuts and get an iced coffee with almond milk and have it be good. And that's the difference between Starbucks and Dunkin'. Like Starbucks is not good coffee. The drinks suck. They're so sugary. They're like not even coffee. And they're never consistent. They're never consistent. They're just not good. But Dunkin' is always good. My coffee at home is always good. So once I stopped lying to myself that Starbucks is like good coffee, my life got better. And don't get me wrong, I will still go to Starbucks and play the roulette game of, is my coffee going to be good today? 9 times out of 10, the answer is no, unless I get one of the three drinks that I said. And even then, sometimes they can still mess up those drinks. But once I stopped lying and telling myself that I did genuinely like Starbucks coffee, my life did get a lot better. Okay, number 8 is voice messaging friends. This has made my life so much better. Number 1, it's just so much easier to convey exactly the tone, the expression, what I want in a voice message. If I just lift my phone up and I'm like, oh my God, hi, I have to tell you, blah, 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 whatever I'm going to say. Number 2, voice messages are safe. Like, well, not anymore, because now they transcribe voice messages and you could save a voice message and send them along to people. It's not that I like gossip or really talk shit in voice messages, but it just feels safer in voice messages than like having something on text that can be like screenshotted or misconstrued. Is that the right word? A different way than I mean for it to, or, you know, whatever it might be. I just really like voice messaging. It just gets my point across. But I find that my issue is my voice messages can get a little bit lengthy because I maybe just am a long-winded speaker in general. Like I'll mean for it to be 5 seconds and I look down, it's like a minute or 2 minutes. And I have this one friend that whenever her and I voice message, it's like 15 minutes back and forth to one another. And I call it my podcast with her and I, and we just like get to listen to it like when we're in the car or something. But I just love voice messaging friends. It's made my life a lot better. And if you don't do it, try it out. Okay. Number 9 is having a manageable skincare routine. Having a skincare routine that actually works for you and is manageable with the right products really does change how frequently you do your skincare routine. And then to go along with that, having makeup wipes makes taking your makeup off at night so much less of a hassle. Okay, I was someone that was like, I'm ditching the makeup wipes, I'm just doing the cleansing balms, whatever. Yeah, I'm so glad that I went back to makeup wipes because it's just easy. And then I just wash my face to follow up the makeup wipe and my life is just easier because of it. And when it's easier, I find that I do my skincare routine more. And I want to wear makeup again more because it's not such a pain to take off. Like when I was wearing makeup and only using cleansing balms to take off my makeup, oh my God, it was such a pain in the ass to take off my makeup at the end of the day that it made me not even want to wear makeup during the entire day so that I could not, you know, have the whole process at the end of the night. But when I wear makeup and then I just use a makeup wipe to take things off, it is so much easier. So for that, I'm really grateful. And having a manageable skincare routine totally changes the game when it comes to having, I don't want to say good skin, but having a routine that is sustainable and it does make it really enjoyable. Okay, number 10. Oh, I like this one. Putting on coconut oil when my skin is wet from the shower. So when I'm in the shower, I go about my business doing my stuff and then I turn off the shower. And when I'm still like sopping wet, have not touched a towel yet, I grab coconut oil and I just lather my whole body in coconut oil. And then I let it set for like maybe 10, 15 seconds. And then I grab my towel and I just pat it in. And then the coconut oil soaks into my skin. And it's really, really nice. You can, you know, lather on top of that some lotion afterwards. You could just leave it with the coconut oil, but it's inexpensive and it's really like supple and nourishing and organic. And it just feels really, really good. It's nice and fatty for the skin. It makes your skin glow. You feel very radiant. I feel really clean. I like the scent that coconut oil leaves. So for me, it's just one of my favorite little luxuries, and it's made my life a lot better, and it's made my skin a lot better. My skin's so much more supple, and it's inexpensive. You don't have to buy like this expensive body oil. I just got it at the grocery store, and I think a jar of it is like maybe 10 bucks. So I really like it. Okay, number 11 is time blocking so that I don't task switch. Time blocking is like my favorite thing to do in the world because it allows me to be focused on one task at a time. I feel as though I have my hands in a lot of different areas and avenues. So when I time block, I get to dedicate my brain to just this one task that's in front of me, and I don't have to think about answering text messages or emails, or, you know, I don't have to think about sequencing a yoga class while I'm trying to podcast, or I don't have to think about editing this video while I'm trying to script an episode, or things like that. So when I time block, I make sure that everything in my week has time to get done so that whatever task I'm doing at that moment gets my full attention. I have tons of episodes about how I plan and how I time block, so I will link that down below and leave a few of those below. But time blocking really is like the secret and the key to having really effective work. I use this in my deep work routine, which I reference that episode all the time. I'll link it below. But it really is like the secret, and I time block everything, like the time that I drive to a yoga class, the time that I podcast, the time that I eat breakfast, when I shower, like everything is time blocked so that when I shower, I know that like this is what I should be doing at this time because I have time for everything else in my day at some other point in my schedule and in my calendar. So I love time blocking. And last but not least, number 12, this one. Working out in the middle of the day. I really love like an 11:30, 12 p.m. workout. Reason being, I realized through my Oura Ring, which I've had this thing for a year now, and I briefly reviewed it in my birth control episode, so I'll link that below, but I'll make a TikTok probably reviewing it really soon. But I should write down that idea. But I learned through my Oura Ring that my chronotype is a mid-morning chronotype. What that means is that my ideal bedtime is 11 p.m. and my ideal wake-up time is 7 a.m. And I actually find that to be very true. When I wake up earlier, I get my energy typically around like 2 hours after I wake up. So if I wake up, I don't want to go work out first thing in the morning. Some people do, and I used to really, really try to be that person. And once I stopped trying to do that and just working with my chronotype, I have found that I am able to stick to a workout routine much better. So for me, what really works well is when I wake up, I have my morning routine, which includes reading, journaling, meditating, walking, a little bit of yoga movement just to move that energy in the morning. It's nothing crazy, nothing too sweaty. And then I dive into work for my first bout of deep work, which is anywhere from 90 to 120 minutes. And then I will have breakfast and then I will go to a workout. When that workout is in the middle of the late morning or in the early afternoon, like 11, 11:30, 12, I find that I just get a really good workout in, and then I'm able to come home from that workout, take a shower, and sink back into a really deep workflow, whether it's one more for the day or two more for the day, and I get to be really, really productive and then be completely done by 5 or 6 p.m. at night. and I have my nights available. So it just works really well for me to have a workout in the middle of the day as opposed to early in the mornings or later at night. When I would work out early in the morning, like let's say a 9:30 workout class, which is very common, I would wake up, do my morning routine, and then I wouldn't really have time to begin to work. So I would just like fill my day doing like reactive admin tasks. Then I would go to a workout and then I would come home and my workday wouldn't start until like 11, 11:30. And then by then I felt really behind. And then I also didn't have a break later in the day. So when I would begin my workday at 11:30, I just felt like I had an 11:30 to like 5:30 workday, which is 6 hours of uninterrupted work. And I just don't do my best work that way. But if I have these time blocks of deep work of maybe 1 to 3 chunks of that a day, and it's broken up by a midday workout, I get really re-energized. Because again, like I said, with number one, yoga, moving that energy, I get to move through any creative blocks, or if anything came up that was stressing me out, I get to move and work through that and return to it later in the day with a much clearer headspace. It honestly just benefits everyone. It benefits me. It benefits those that I work with. It benefits my ideas, my creativity. It benefits you guys because then you guys get to see that creative process, you know, work itself out through podcasting or products or whatever it might be. So it really does just work better for everyone when I do a midday workout. And I really enjoy it. There are, of course, going to be days when I work out at 9:30 or at night, and that's just how it works. But if I got to choose every day, I would do a midday workout. And that's really been awesome for me, and it's just made my life so much better. And that really concludes this episode. This was short and sweet. How long was this? I can't even see. 35 minutes. Cool. Just of what my... these 12 things that have just made my life better. And I would love to know what has made your life better as well. I will link this video down below. If you guys are listening, just go watch it on YouTube and comment on the episode what things make your life better, and we can all see each one another's tips and share. But I want to thank you guys so much for listening. Happy Manifest Monday. Be sure to look out next week again for, of course, Manifest Monday, but also our bonus episode next week. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a wonderful week. I love you guys, and happy Manifest Monday. Bye, guys.